Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I've said this so many times, I know where I am. There's no magic or mystery in who sits in front of me. It is the precursor to the compassion choir. Not all of you have yet arrived. But the ones who are here are the ones who should hear this. And so I could tell you, dear ones, as I have so many times, that I know who is here. That I know about your lives and what has brought you here. But it wouldn't be good enough. Because it has to extend thousands of years before this day to the lives you have lived and the things you had discovered that brought the wisdom to light of an old soul who would go through this journey. I know where I am. You're wearing a badge and it says Lemurian to me. But in English it says Compassion Choir. And you take a break. You stand in line with others, and they look at you and they say, what is a compassion choir? What do you say? Most of you make up something. You can't explain it. And if you did, what would they do? They'd look at you strange. And that's the way it looks to most. But the old soul in you, the Lemurian in you, doesn't just enjoy this day. That part of you resounds with what you're doing, saying, this is why I was born. So I could do this. And you'd be right. It's the awakening of what I'm going to call the templates of the future. Who in this room has been talking templates for years? And that's the teacher, Peggy, you see? She knows about templates, but I want to talk about other templates as well. What is a template to you? It has many meanings, but it is a pattern, is it not, of something that you would like to repeat. In our case, a template is a purity that cannot be changed. The good doctor mentioned the seed biology that you have. 1 million years. It's a little more than that. Not much, but a little more. Measured in revolutions and part revolutions around the galaxy of the constellation of the Seven Sisters. How many times around the middle? And since all the stars go at the same speed around the middle, that particular timing you can use in a galactic way no matter who you talk to. For you go in partial revs. And I tell you that because there'll come a day when you'll measure how long you've had a graduate enlightened status in revs around the middle. They had to put templates here. There had to be templates. Templates of their society. Templates of purity of the Creator, which they knew about. And they are in many forms. And we have talked about ascended land. The template of Gaia itself is here on ascended land. It can't be touched. It is protected, and we have even given you some of those ascended areas, and you can feel them where you go. It's a template of purity, because you're going to need that. You're going to need that to look at and copy and emulate for what you're going to do next. If you've got a society that's a million years beyond you, not just technically, we're talking about consciously. You've got some work to do. But I want to tell you, this is the beginning of it. There are those who would say that human evolution works in stair steps. It doesn't. How many of your parents were involved in World War II? And how long ago was that, when you were still warring with each other and building the best weapon you could to kill the most people? How many years ago? It was yesterday. That was like 100,000 years of evolution of humanity. It didn't get any better. Just because you had more people and higher technology, the consciousness didn't shift, if you noticed. So there's nothing guaranteed with time. What shifted, and right on schedule, by the way, was the consciousness of the old soul. Turning on a light that brought me to this planet. I've always been here. But it brought me here to give you messages 23 years ago, because you were starting to turn the key in the lock even then. And human nature started to evolve. And the 11-11 was the point of demarcation. The 87 harmonic convergence, you can point to that, and historians will point to that and say, this is when it began. So that by the time you reached the middle or measured middle of the precession of the equinoxes, you'd be ready. That's why I'm here. That's why Yahi was born. That's why you sit in the chairs. All ages sit here. For this time. So humans didn't simply evolve to this place, hardly. Intent, compassionate action, all the things we're talking about coming together in a confluence of energy that started to make the difference. And that's what's happening. And the templates are starting to be seen. There's templates in the crystalline grid. There's templates in the Gaia grid. There's templates in the magnetic grid. There are templates, are you ready, in your DNA. There is a pure Lemurian Pleiadian template in each one of you. And it sings through the pineal. It sings through the pineal. How many of you are aware that as you sing the tones, you're feeling something in you? You're not singing them to the earth. You're not singing them to the Pleiadians. You're claiming the template in you. And that's the most important template on the planet. And it hasn't been hidden, dear ones. It's been there all along. And it's difficult for us to describe to you a quantum DNA when all you see is that which is linear. But it had to be there. But there's more. And I will reveal to you for the first time today, because you deserve it, and because you're in a node that sings it, I want to tell you that there are other pure templates and other pure templates that are residing on this planet. And those templates are going to be used, and I'm not going to tell you how, because you wouldn't believe it. And they are there residing outside of humanity, protected. There are templates of Gaia, templates of humanism, templates of invention and creation. And they're swimming around in the ocean as whales. And we told you that this would be important. The consciousness of those animals don't know this. So you can't look a whale in the eye and say, I know your secret. But they're here for the duration. You realize that. They're protected. They're like the ascended land. They are a protected species on this planet. If you want to say there was a 13th time capsule, it would be them. You get the 13, don't you? If you didn't, it was just explained a moment ago. And there they are. They're pure Pleiadian energy. There are templates there that will be retrieved when they're needed. Inventions that will be retrieved when they're needed. They swim the oceans. They travel further than any other animal on the planet travels on a regular basis. They cover the globe. Now you know why. And now you know who they are and what they're for. They represent all of the purity of humanity to come. A humanity that has free choice. But look at the choices in this room to find the template. So as I close, I will say this. You're going to be planting seeds through the tones in these next days. I want you to think inward to the time capsule in your DNA that's going to open and give you longer life. On the stage, already been mentioned, there is a template for health that works at 80 to 90% and keeps you from aging. There's a template for consciousness that brings out a new kind of human survival called compassionate action. That changes relationships between all of the players on the planet that would normally create drama. Major religions, business. You wouldn't believe how they can change. And it's not that they will change themselves as much as they will change the relationships between them. Putting together instead of separating is the template for the future. And it's inside you. And the more you desire it and want to find it, the closer it comes to your reality. There are some of you who will lay on your deathbed someday and wonder if you failed. You'll think to yourself, I'm not really sure I extended my life that long, but I sang the tones. And I want to tell you something that you're not considering. These things that are dynamically, akashically inherited, that are going to pass on to not only you, but to others in lives to come, are going to resound with what you do here today in your body. Did you get that? In other words, you're opening the template for your next life. And when you come in again, that Akashic inheritance and remembering will see the template first that you created this weekend. You're creating your future, not just this one. Because old soul, you're coming back. You'll always come back. you're not going to miss the finale. The more of you make this decision, the greater the light will be on the planet. And you will know I'm right in time. The words that I speak this day will not disappear. They will be held as truth, and someday they will be put forward as their own template. When historians take a look at the spiritual history of the planet and say, it was here before you all the time. You are the pioneers of the pineal, the pioneers of the future, and you are making a difference. I want you to ponder that. Ponder that. And then if you dare, before you go to sleep, I want you to get yourself a 20-second hug. Well done. And so it is.